video, I mean the audio, and we'll put up the study. And that's not it. There it is. You can't see it.
We can't see it. But it's up.
We are one of Messiah congregation, Kahalcha by Mashiach, and we're just a little piece of the Israel of God. Isn't that amazing? You know, this last week we met another person and has a lady that has a husband and two kids, and she said she knows at least 30 people in Hole in Wall that keep the Sabbath. So I said, wow, hope to meet them one day. So that'll be interesting once we get out there. And then she goes, she wanted to go to my, she ran to go get a piece of paper to get my website. Then I said, my server is not on. So this week, Lord willing, we're going to try to hook up the electric and get Charter to go over there and, you know, set us up. At least I can get the servers running, and we'll figure out how to get that building in shape. Because maybe that's good enough for now.
Why not?
I mean, the price is right.
Yes.
Price is right. And but anyway, we'll proceed with caution, and we'll always ask God what to do. Let's pray and ask God to bless the study. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, wash us in your blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot, as we come to you, Lord and God. Bless and anoint this Sabbath, this holy day of God. Bless the study. Teach us something new. Take away any false doctrine out of our hearts, minds, and souls. Fill us only with the truth. I pray you'll touch and heal everyone that's sick and afflicted in the body. Strengthen everyone spiritually and physically. We thank you for answering prayers recently. And we pray you'll answer more. Bless and anoint, Lord and God, this day. Put a wall of fire around and about us. Caution us from any evil. Put all the evilness in this world, Lord and God. Keep us current in all these things that are going on. And be watchful, like you reminded us. Bless this day and give us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Increase our faith. Give us wisdom, understanding, revelation of your word. Discernment in matters. Help us, Lord and God, with everything we do and in every endeavor, in Yeshua's name. We thank you for the joy you give us. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And recently had a prayer answered, right?
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Cheryl had her prayers answered. That's a big change that happened. She sold her house.
Yay.
Debt will be diminished. That's right. Well, today is November 21st, 2015. Time is ticking.
Yes,
and
it is.
November means the 9th. Used to mean the 9th month. Isn't that weird? But now it's the 11th. But guess what? We really are in the 9th month because it's Kislev.
Yeah.
Isn't that? And it's the 8th day. And that's found in Zechariah 7:1, which is really important to know. I was bringing that up to the people yesterday, some people. I explained to the people yesterday in Hole in Wall how to be perfect. They really liked that. And I was telling them that was a very good...
That's why I know them all. I keep it right in front of my mouth.
That's very good. My ministry is a teaching ministry, and I hope you do jot down some of this information. I try to do research for you, and you can always verify it, too. I want you to do your due diligence and make sure my research is accurate. I try to undelete some things for you. My server, I hope to have up, Lord willing, in the next week. I think that needs to get back up, I feel. It needs to start running again. I upgraded the server upstairs. That's all ready. Today's study, I'll just have to put on. You'll be able to read them again, watch them again, listen to them again, upload them again. We'll be streaming again. I'll have a static IP for my Linux server.
Yay.
And that'll all happening. Of course, you can always invite me. I'm invitable.
Invitable.
You can,
sure,
you can get
work.
Me to come. Sister Louise is ready.
She can't intimidate.
That's right. We're here, Carrie and Cheryl. We're here to be invited to come and sing. You know, recently I went over those two coming pagan holidays, Thanksgiving and Hanukkah.
Pagan.
You know, the...
I thought you say pagan.
No. Two pagan holidays. I should say made-up holidays. How's that sound better? The reason why I went over those, so you know how to answer people, I hope you can answer people on these two things that are coming. I just wanted to give you a little compiled data that's on the net from the Retail Association. There's a potential for 135.8 million holiday shoppers to shop online and in stores this Thanksgiving weekend with the Black Friday. 135.8 million. That's 135.8 million. And
I'm not going.
You're not going, huh? A lot of people are going to be shopping online nowadays. Anyway, you can read my little statistics. But I wanted to tell you that the total spending, they're expected. This is $25.9 billion. That's just amazing to me that people are so concentrated on this.
And how do you think they find Happy Christmas?
And this is just this
Marshall.
Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And then, of course, Christmas is coming down the road, too. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that couple of little bit of data. It's amazing, isn't it? $29.9 billion. Imagine what you could do with that. Well, today's topic, I wanted to talk about the end of the world. Not yet, don't worry. Ever since the world began, there's always been the end of the world false predictions. I did a search one time on Google with end of the world scenarios, and boy, they're endless.
They are.
You know, telling young people the world is coming to an end is telling them that they have no future and has very bad emotional repercussions. Don't do that. You know, a lot of people are into this prophecy of the, I don't know when they say the prophecies are here. I never can figure out what prophecies yet. I'm going to start asking people specifically
exactly. What
prophecies are here, because I don't know of any that right now you should be nervous, okay? I spoke to a young man this week, you know, and he was really, it was amazing. He was relieved. Just think, he was actually relieved the world didn't end a few months ago from some crazy stories that were circulating, you know, either planetary alignment or asteroid collisions. And, you know, he said he was so happy that didn't happen. So I said, well, we didn't even worry we didn't worry for a second, right? Yeah, you were oblivious to it. This comes and goes. Just think, well, you're oblivious. We don't care about it. Other people are nervous. They think it's the end of the world.
Causes a lot of anxiety.
Yeshua said, that day and hour, no one knows, not the angels, only the Father in heaven. That's what he said. And you're not supposed to boast yourself of tomorrow, Proverbs 27:1 says. For you don't know what a day is going to bring forth. I always tell people, make sure I do what James told us. Go to now, you just say, today and tomorrow we'll do such and such in the city and continue a year and buy and sell and get gains. Don't do that. You don't even know what's going to be on tomorrow. I don't even know if we're going to finish our house, if I'm going to be around for that. What's your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little time and vanishes away. That you should say, you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. So anything besides that is boasting, and it's just plain out evil. Rejoicing is, it's called evil. Well, it says, but now you rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. So basically what I'm getting at is live the life that God lent you. Do well and enjoy the blessings of God that he's given you if you're one of the people that keep the commandments and serve God.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes tells us Solomon considered mirth because a man had no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry, for that shall abide with him all his labor, the days of his life, which God gives him under the sun. Ecclesiastes. I didn't put the chapter. I should have put the chapter. It's verse 15. Anyway, I wanted to go over basically the three questions that were asked Yeshua in Matthew 24. Because to me, they're just straightforward. Yeshua went out. This is Matthew 24. Yeshua went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. The buildings of the temple. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeshua said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And that's obviously a prophecy of when Titus came and destroyed the temple. That happened already in 70 AD. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And that's pertaining to, you know, verse 2 I just told you.
Yep.
And then he says, what shall be the sign of your coming? Which is a question, another question, second question. And then of the end of the world. And he's standing right there and they say, what is the sign of your coming?
Yeah. Whoops.
What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? And then, of course, Yeshua goes, he explained already what took place in 70 A.D., and he said, he answered and said unto them, take heed that no one deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Messiah, and they're going to deceive many. And you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. Okay, we've heard, how many times have we heard that?
Every day.
It says, look what he says right here. See that you be not troubled.
Right.
For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
That's right. There you go.
So you're going to hear of all kinds of wars and tribulations and stuff. Nations going to rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. And there's going to be famines, pestilence, earthquakes. I was just reading about earthquakes in, what state was that?
State? Yeah, Missouri? I don't know.
It's on the net. They're having Oklahoma. They're having lots of earthquakes. But that doesn't trouble us. I mean, that's always going to happen.
Right.
You know why? Because it says in earthquakes are going to be in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. Okay?
And we don't know how long the beginning is.
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another. Of course, many false prophets shall rise and have arisen already. False prophets are
everywhere,
especially on the net, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
That's talking about believers.
Yeah, the believer's love is going to wax cold. Isn't that terrible? That's like the apostasy.
The real people
of God.
Yeah,
it says, so we're in an enduring contest. Verse 13 says, but whoever endures unto the end shall be saved. So that's either the end of your life or the end of the world, right? It's an enduring contest. In this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Mm-hmm. So I believe through the internet, and that's an easy way of witnessing to the preaching the gospel to all the world, you know, and other means. Now, here's some information that Yeshua gave us, which hasn't happened yet. When ye shall therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, you better stand in the holy place. You better stay in the Spirit of God, and you better make sure you're with the people of God. Because whoso reads, let him understand.
Sin needs to endure, too.
We have the book of Daniel in chapter 9:27. It says, this is what we're going to be in the future, what you should get you excited. He's going to confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years. And in the midst of the week, 3.5 years, he shall cause the sacrifice of the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. That's Daniel 9:27. Daniel 11:31 says, an arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate. This is what Yeshua told us to watch for.
Right.
And then we have Daniel 12. Of course, I'm not reading all these full chapters with you. You could read them yourself. It says, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which stands for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be written in the book. So that would be something you should be concentrating on. Make sure you're written in the book. So how are you written in the book? By keeping the commandments, right? Worshipping the one God of Israel, accepting the Messiah and his atonement and his sacrifice, which is the free gift. Many of them that sleep in the dust shall awake. Everyone's going to have eternal life.
That's
some
right.
to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
That's not good.
So the body one day is going to be converted or transformed into an incorruptible body.
I like that.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And I hope we're one of them. We're trying to make straight the way of the Lord.
Yes.
But he says, oh, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end.
That's really the end.
So don't worry about it, because it's a long time from your time, Daniel. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Oh, then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the other side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that lives forever and ever. It's going to be for a time, times, and a half. 3.5 years, sounds like. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Daniel said, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said, oh, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words that are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. The wicked, they're going to do wickedly, and none of the wicked are going to understand. But the wise, they're going to they shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there's going to be 1,290 days, a little over 3.5 years. Blessed is he that waits and comes to the 1,305 and 30 days, which is 45 days more.
Yep.
It's numbers you should know, 1290 and 1335. But go your way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days, Daniel. So, obviously, this hasn't happened yet, because if you go now, we can actually go to the book of Revelation. These verses below sound like an abomination that makes desolate that will be set up in the future. Revelation 12 says, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. He has a lot of names, huh? He's the red dragon, the great dragon, the old serpent, the devil, and Satan, which deceives the whole world. Unfortunately, he was cast out into the earth. Revelation 13 says, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a beast, a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And when I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound, he was dead, his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. Unfortunately, they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him speaking a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue, guess what? 42 months, 3.5 years. Sound familiar? And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. That's an incredible pride. And it was given him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Sounds like he's going to take over the whole world. And all that dwell upon the earth, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. These are the ones whose names that are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That's why I'm telling you today, make sure your name is in the book of life. If anyone have an ear, you better hear. Anyone who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. Anyone who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And you got to watch out for this other person. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, but he spake as a dragon. This is the false prophet. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and he caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. this is going to be amazing things to see. So these are not going to be, this has never happened yet that I remember in history. You know anybody that ever happened to?
No.
And he does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven and the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. So this false prophet is going to be doing this, all these miracles in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who had the wound by a sword and now lives. Doesn't that give you the chills? That's like sort of like a scary scenario.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he has power to give life unto the image of the beast. So this beast was dead. He gave life to the image. He's going to make an image to the beast that had the wound by the sword and lives. Now he's going to make an image to the beast. He's going to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. He's going to say, if you don't worship me, basically, you're going to be killed. An image. And he caused it all. Everyone's going to fall for this, both small, rich, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And you're not going to be able to buy or sell. Only the people with the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Those are the only people that are going to... So you'll be labeled a terrorist if you don't have one of these. Here is wisdom. Let him that understands count the number of the beast. It's the number of a man. It's the number of a man. And his number is 600, 666. Isn't that interesting? Revelation 14 says, verse 9, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same is going to drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of his indignation, and he's going to be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. That means you're going to reject, at that point you had rejected the God of Israel, and you're going to worship this false image, religion, whatever you want to call it, in the end. And it's going to be a one world religion, sounds like it. And the smoke of their torment is going to send up forever and ever. They're going to be tormented. They have no rest. They're not burning out. They're going to have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whosoever receives the mark of his name. That's a pretty scary scenario. That hasn't happened yet. The whole world under a one world religion, one world currency, a one world dictatorship. Revelation 15 says, and I saw another sign in heaven, a great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten victory over the beast, that's one, and over his image, two, and over his mark, three, and over the number of his name, four, and they stood on the sea of glass having the harps of God. Praise the Lord. I want to be one of them, don't you? Uh-huh. If we're in that time, you want to be one of them. One thing when I read this, my mind always flashes to a lot of the videos and things I've seen of Hitler, you know, when he was taking over Europe and taking over everything. And he didn't take over the whole world.
No, he didn't do it.
He didn't do it. Mao Zedong didn't do it, you know. All the people in the world that try to take over never did this. This person's going to achieve taking over the whole world. Pretty scary. But the people that got victory over this beast, they're going to sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, I wonder how it's going to sound. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, you King of saints. Who shall not fear you, Jehovah, and glorify your name, for thou art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments are made manifest. You know, I didn't even put the two witnesses in here. They have to; those guys have to show up in time. The two witnesses,
yeah.
And they're going to prophesy for what, 3.5 years or something like that. And the beast is going to kill them. Remember that? And they're going to raise up right into God.
Yeah.
You know, Paul tells the Thessalonians, you know, in his letter, even Paul knew the prophecies of Daniel, and he knew the scenarios of the end of the world. He's not waiting for a comet to hit us, and he's not waiting for the planets to collide or blood anything. The moon has never turned to blood yet.
Not really.
It's turned to copper color, a little bit of orange maybe, a little bit of red. It's never turned to blood. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind. Don't be shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, today, nor by internet, or by any videos on YouTube, as from us, that the day of Messiah is at hand. Don't let anybody on the internet scare you. Don't be concerned until you see these things below. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, and like I read to you before in Daniel, except there's a great falling away, a great apostasy of the real people of God. And then you're going to have to see the man of sin is going to be revealed, which I just read to you in Daniel, and I read it to you in Revelation. The son of perdition who opposed it and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So that he as God sits in this temple that they're going to build in someone's future of God, showing himself that he's God. This has not happened yet.
It has not happened.
Okay?
Because we know about it.
We're talking about a one world ruler.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about some despot or some dictator that, you know, raises themselves up, which has happened and going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a one world ruler.
Yeah.
There's never been one yet like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, major events have to happen before the day of Messiah, the end of the world. There has to be a total apostasy of the true word and the true Messiah and of the true people of God. Okay? And then you have to see the abomination of desolation. You're going to have to see the man of sin revealed in the temple. So I would say maybe get a little nervous when you start seeing the temple getting built.
But that's still not a sign.
And I was even reading, and that's not the end yet either. I was reading, and I was reading even today on the Drudge that Iran was doing a scenario of taking over the Temple Mount and the mosque that's there. And Iran is Persia, so read that in Daniel too. They're doing computer scenarios of that. They're actually doing that. Can you believe that?
Won't happen. God won't let it.
Yeah, we know.
Remember ye not? Paul says, remember ye not when I was with you? I was with you physically. Now I'm writing you a letter. I told you these things.
Yeah.
And now you know what withhold it, that he might be revealed in his time. So it's not going to happen yet. He's going to be revealed in his time. I'm telling you the same thing. We all know the mystery of iniquity works already. We know Satan is active, okay? Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way, okay? Paul goes on to detail the character and the attributes of the man of sin. He says, then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord is going to consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. He's not in Jerusalem, everybody. He is not in the millennial reign. That's made up. He's coming. He's going to destroy this devil with the brightness of his coming. And this devil is going to be even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. We don't know anyone that has this yet. With all power and power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So this thing, you can't even imagine that, such a power in the world that just engulfs everyone. And God is going to amplify it. For this cause, God's going to send you strong delusion that you're going to believe a lie. If you believe a lie, you're lost. That they all might be, you're going to be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And then Paul, thank God, he knowing that it's not for some long time to come in the future, and I'm telling you too, he sends comfort.
Amen.
He says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren and sisters, beloved of the Lord, because God had chosen you from the beginning, chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the gospel of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Therefore, brothers and sisters, stand fast and hold the real traditions of God, which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle or by our website or by our reading to you today. We don't write letters anymore, or our emails, or our text messages. I got to add all the extra things today. Now our Lord Yeshua the Messiah himself, and God, even our Father, who had loved us and had given us an everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. Okay? And now I'll go back to Matthew 24, because I didn't finish it. So if you're at the time when, you can't be at the time when Titus destroyed the temple. It says, but let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to those that give suck in those days. And you better pray that your flight's not in the winter, you know how that winter is, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. So this tribulation hasn't even happened yet. Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. That's Matthew 20, chapter 24, verse 21. And except those days shall be shortened, this is exactly what Daniel was telling us, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
Amen.
It sounds like the Lord's going to come right back, in the midst of everything.
I think that's at 45 days.
You've got to wait for those 45 days extra. Yeshua goes on to detail the events that must transpire before the end. Then if anyone shall say unto you, in the end here, as we're still living, he's Messiah, or there's Messiah, or Messiah this, or they're the Messiah, don't believe it. There's going to be a lot of false messiahs, false prophets. They're going to show great. They're going to show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they're going to deceive the very elect.
Yes.
So don't fall for this. Okay.
He's not coming to the earth.
He says, "Behold, I have told you before. There is no millennial reign." Okay.
Yeah.
Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, "He's in the desert," don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Go not forth. He's in the secret chambers. Believe it
what
not.
Yeah.
If they tell you he's in Jerusalem, you know how he's coming? As the lightning comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he's coming.
He's going to come as all.
He's coming back as the universe. Every eye is going to see him. Wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. So these all the people that fall for the Antichrist, that's where they'll be. Immediately, this is immediately after the tribulation of those days, this is at the end, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. You know why? Because then shall appear... You're going to look up. You're going to appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then shall all the devils, the tribes of the earth, are going to mourn.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to see the Son of Man coming in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. He's not sitting in Jerusalem.
Nope.
He's coming in the clouds of
with
heaven
power.
With power and
with
great
power.
Glory.
He's not coming as a
man. He's coming as the eternal God.
That's right.
Wow.
Yes.
And he's going to send his angels with a great sound of that trumpet. So you better get used to the memorial of blowing of trumpets. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the one end of heaven to the other.
Yes.
And then Yeshua tells us very simply, because he comes back down to our level, learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know summer is nigh. So likewise, when you shall see these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. We're talking about the generation that witnesses all these things. It's not right now. We haven't seen any of these things.
The fig tree is not Israel.
And the fig tree is not Israel. We know that.
Yeah,
this is a parable of a fig tree, okay? Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no one. No, not the angels, but the Father only. Okay? Just remember, as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. People are going to be numb, you know. For as the days of Noah were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Wow. And just think, Noah built that ark for 100 years. Yeah.
Nobody believed
him. They were on the ark for a long time, too, over a year. There's going to be two in the field. One shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, the other left. Watch, therefore, if you know not the hour, Messiah is going to come, right? But know this, that if the good person, good man of the house, knows in what watch the thief would come, you would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken up, right?
Exactly.
A simple little scenario like that. Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour that you think not, the Son of Man comes. Who then is that faithful and wise servant whom the Lord had made ruler over his household to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, they shall make him ruler over all his goods. You know, but some people go, oh, I heard, I'm so inundated now with all these end of the world scenarios, and I'm not telling you to be lackadaisical or sound like this, because some people are going to say, and the evil servant's going
to
say in the heart, my Lord delays his coming. In other words, I don't know when he's coming. He should have came already. I've been hearing that my whole life.
But they don't believe the Bible anymore because people are so.
And then he's going to smite his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunkards, and the Lord of the servants shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour when he's not aware, and shall cut him asunder and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. Wow, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth forever. So, watch out for false. Here's a false prediction below that just happened, and it just came and gone. The so-called blood moon prophecy. That was first predicted by Mark Blitz in 2008, and then by John Hagee in 2014 and 2015. These Christian ministers claim that the tetrad in 2014 and 2015 may represent prophecies allegedly given in Bible relating to the second coming of Yeshua the Messiah. Mm-hmm. False prophecy, false prophets.
They made millions on the books.
They made millions on all their books. Tapes and DVDs. Here's another false prophecy, doomsday asteroid, whizzed right by the earth, and the moon never turned into blood.
Nope.
And that was a prophecy, and that happened already. I'm not even going to read it to you, it's so false. Everyone, like this young man was waiting for this prophecy, and the Shemitah and all that kind of stuff, and the 7-year biblical cycle and all this kind of stuff.
Nice.
And if that was supposed to happen in September and October, and that all happened. It's all over, folks. False prophecies again. Asteroids are supposed to clash, and the blood moon, the total eclipse, and millions across the globe seen red on September 27th. That's ridiculous. Anyway, guess what? We're still here. Nothing happened. Anyway, also I want to remind you again, as the apostles tell us in Acts, Yeshua is going to come with the clouds. He's not going to be in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Acts 1 says, "The former treaties have been made, O Theophilus, of all that Yeshua began both to do and teach, and he did everything until the day he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he had showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs." So this is all documented. "Being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which took place, which said he, you have heard of me. John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And that, of course, happened in Acts chapter 1, which was foretold in Joel, the book of Joel. "And when they were therefore come together, they asked of him, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" That's all people were thinking about. "He said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. Don't worry about all that. Just worry about this, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and into the utmost parts of the earth, all around the world. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up." Guess what? "And a cloud received him out of their sight." Praise the Lord. "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why are you gazing up into heaven? Don't you know the scriptures? This same Yeshua, which is taken up from you into heaven, so shall come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." He's not going to be in no millennial reign. Don't believe that doctrine. He's coming in the clouds. He's going to come in the clouds, and then those that remain and at that time and at the coming of the Lord, the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and those that remain are going to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. It says that in many places. Daniel 7, he says, "I saw in the night visions, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him before him." Matthew says, "Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." That's Matthew. Matthew 26 says, "Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and clouds coming in the clouds of heaven." Matthew 26:64. Mark 13:26. "And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory." Mark 16:62. "Ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, coming in the clouds of heaven."
The great glory. The great glory doesn't mean it's a man.
And it says Luke 21:27. "And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." Matthew 24, I read that to you, he's coming in the clouds. Anyway, September passed, everyone, 2015.
Yep.
13 and 28, or whatever date they told you that the Lord was returning. That didn't happen. That's wrong. The moon never turned to blood yet.
Nope.
You know, you should know the two verses about the moon turning to blood, which is in Joel 2:28, right? Which was prophesied in Acts. That already took place.
The real blood moon is at the very end.
And then the moon's going to turn to blood.
Yeah, that's at the very end.
When God, all I can tell you is when God turns the moon into blood, it's going to be blood. It's not going to be a color of anything.
It's going to be something.
Right.
Everybody's going to know.
As far as asteroids, I don't remember reading that in the Bible.
No.
Asteroids are going to hit us.
No asteroids.
Even the scientists say there were no asteroids around us to hit us, the last few months. As far as the Shemitah, the year of release, that's supposed to be a good thing. That's a good thing anyway. No one knows this actual time, because the dates are all lost at this moment in time. It's not a bad event.
No,
remember, Judaism's calendar is over 200 years off. As far as September 13th, Sunday, 2015, that already passed.
Yeah,
the markets were closed, but nothing took place. right? We're still here.
Right.
Now,
hello.
All I can tell you in closing, beware of the great productions in the videos that you might see on the net of the end of the world and false prophets and false prophecies. So watch out for they do great productions, you know, spend a lot of money. Yeshua says, therefore take no thought for the tomorrow.
Right.
For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Just worry about today. Sufficient unto today is the evil thereof. And we should be focusing on current events today. And you should be aware of all the atrocities ISIS is performing in the world. The Mali catastrophe and everything that happened in France. And now they're trying to hit Brussels. And they're trying to hit, they're claiming they want to attack Washington, D.C. and New York and
Atlanta.
Be cautious. Stay current of events in the news. Walk circumspectly. Know your surroundings. Be watchful. Yeshua says in chapter 13, verse 37, what I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch. So be watchful. That's all I can tell you, the same thing. And make sure you remember, it's tis the season to be pagan. Beware of the false image. Yeah. Beware of the false image of love. Beware of false feelings and emotions. These pagan feasts bring on loneliness, depression, suicide, killings. You know, people are killing over each other. And, of course, much debt. People are going more and more into debt. And then we have to worry about this other thing. Christmas is coming, where people feel lonely again, and the false feelings, and there's killings and murder. And they even call it Xmas nowadays. Just remember, Christmas was banned in 1659 in America. And now I can say Shabbat Shalom to you. And if you wanted to know more, you guys remember about Thanksgiving coming. It had nothing to do with the God of Israel. And you guys all know about that. You should all know about it. I put it in the end of the study here, but my website's not up, so you can't really read it. But you should look it up on the net. They were thanking the wrong God anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
Is it actually a repentance or what?
Well, I'm going to stop here. And I thank you for being here today. And I hope you got something out of this study.
Very good.
Let's see how many people stayed in the room. A few people are left. Very good. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your cautions in the Bible. And we know it's not time, Father, for the end of the world. And we don't see any of these prophecies happening. I pray that you'll help some of these people that are so worried and so troubled about things that are not even happening yet. But I'm sure you'll let us know, because we are watching. We will not be found not watching, because we are children of the day and not of the night. We are watching. Heavenly Father, bless this Sabbath, put a wall of fire around and about us. Caution us from any evil, Lord and God. Let us be aware. Bless the rest of this day, the food, the singing, anything we do. Let it be to the glory of God. Let it be to the edifying of the body. And take away any false doctrines out of our mind, heart, and soul, Lord and God. We know one day, if we happen to be in that time, we will see, we will hear the trumpet sounding, and you better be atoned, because the Son of Man will be coming in the clouds. And then we hope to tabernacle with you throughout eternity. Bless and anoint everyone here. Help them understand and help them with better revelation and discernment in these matters, in Yeshua's name. God bless you. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And I'm going to stop the video. Shabbat Shalom. And I'm going to stop the audio. There it is.